New York City has more than 1,800 basketball courts, and that's given rise to an in-your-face style called streetball. WNYC's Jim O'Grady reports that this so-called city game, with all of its flash and trash talk, is the subject of a new show at the Museum of the City of New York.
Start with Nat Holman, the Jewish guy in short shorts and knee socks and slick back hair, the scrapper who emerged from the dingy Lower East Side playgrounds of the bare-knuckle 1920s. The dominating player who later remade the game from the sidelines. The fast break, basketball's ruthless mad dash, Holman invented it as a coach at City College.
Basketball is a game in which teamwork is of vital importance.
Yes, still true, Coach Holman. Teamwork wins games. But in 2020, fans also want individual stars who can showcase meme-worthy moves.
The simplest and oldest of basketball defenses is the man-to-man.
Yeah, okay, yes, thank you.
Theoretically,
that's right, Coach.
Perfect defense.
Museum of the City of New York curator Lily Tuttle says that by the 1970s, high-level basketball had become as staid as Holman's speaking style.
A more choreographed, slower style of play that had dominated in the college and professional games and that in time came to feel a little bit outdated.
Then comes streetball.
Y'all ready to get funky!
A less choreographed, more improvisational style of basketball. Players can loosen up, can play a freer game, and yes, have maybe a little bit of a performative aspect to their game. Julius Irving, Dr. J, was a player who really thrived in this environment.
People here in Harlem, they really know good basketball. If you do something real nice, you know, they show their appreciation.
He came down one time. I had the angle on him. He dunked the ball so bad, the ball hit me in the top of the head. My teeth fell out on the ground.
Teeth on the ground, crowd going wild, taunts like, call the surgeon, man, because I just took your heart. That's streetball.
It's a swagger. It's a hustle. There's a little bit of bravado. There's a little bit of attitude that comes out on the court.
The guy who lost his teeth was Tom Hoover, who played for the Knicks. He tells the story in a YouTube video about a teenage Julius Irving running the court at Harlem's Rucker Park, where now and then, an upstart can dunk on an NBA center. For decades, New York was a major cradle of basketball stars. Now, they come from everywhere. And our pro teams haven't been NBA champs since 1973. But right around then is when our playground players took the game and quickened it, gave it a side spin, or as the writer Thomas Beller says in a book published by the museum, infused it with dance and three-card Monty. See the ball? See the ball? See the ball? Oh, where is it? It's chest-thumping showmanship, and it busted out from the public courts and transformed the NBA, every pro sport, really. Bobito Garcia, also known as DJ Cucumber Slice, sums up the incubation of streetball in a museum show video.
New York City didn't birth the sport, but we raised it. And New York City is where this culture thrives, where this culture breathes, and where this culture gets new breath.
It happens in 1,800 asphalt spaces with cross-hatched backboards and reinforced steel rims, where all kinds of people who might not mingle otherwise throw up a ball and go after it. The vast majority of these games are played with no one watching, and as Beller points out, without refs, which makes the players more vulnerable and more free. Free to create whatever the game will be next.
Strong basket.
Jim O'Grady, WNYC News.
The City Game, an exhibition at the Museum of the City of New York, runs through the end of the year.